kind of trapped, right?
Mm-hmm. You're trapped. But if I move this one away, you could jump into a can, right?
Yeah, if you move that guy away. If you moved him up here, then that would be a bad move. You better leave him there so it blocks me.
Yeah.
Ross was retelling a joke from You Can't Do That on Television. He said somebody had their shirt burned. Moose, I guess Moose had her shirt burned and
burned her father's shirt.
He said, "Yeah, I'm gonna." What she had said was, "Of course, I'm gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna strike while the iron's hot." And Russ had reported it as she was going to strike while the heat was hot.
While the heat gets hot. I'm going on strike.
Right, I'm going on strike. Totally missed the whole joke.
She was going on strike.
Oh, she was. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was part of her pun, but so. Ross reported it as, "I'm going on strike while the heat is hot."
Yeah, as opposed to, "I'm going on strike while the iron's hot."
I told Ross that I was sad because no one brought me a present. And he said, "But you didn't tell us." And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Remember, Dad, it's the same as that Robin Hood time. Remember when you didn't tell us?" I had said that I really wanted to go see Robin Hood, but I forgot to tell him. And that's why I didn't get to go. I told Ross I'll give you lice all over you, kid. A new case of it is reported at school. Is that right, Ross? Marky, that's not fair. And then before that, let's see. Ross was up in the room saying if I bounced too much, I'd make him vomitate. Vomit with an A-T-E on the end. I said, "What does that mean?" He meant, "Well, you know, vomit, throw up."
Doesn't he say vomit?
Vomit, yeah, he says it's a little B. I told Ross had mislaid a piece of his fire engine, and I had to go all around the house looking for it. I said, "Ross, you just make your daddy's life hard." And then I found it. He said, "Well, at least it wasn't vacuumed." It's because we had talked earlier about the possibility he might get vacuumed up. And then I said, "Gee, Ross, I've got a lot of work to do, you know what I mean?" He said, "Yeah, and I know what you say." This is two phrases, of course. Ross has a new Donald Duck book, and he made it play like it was talking. He said, "Brian, shake hands with me." And Donald put out his little cloth hand, and I shook it. Of course, it was Ross making it do this. Ross and Mark are playing jump off the top and break each other and stuff like that. Ross, let's pretend that I didn't know there was a long way around and I couldn't get up, right? A hard way around and I couldn't get up. What else are you pretending?
Marky jumped onto me, but then I jumped and pushed him.
Is that pretending? No, that's not pretending. What was you pretending?
I was just pretending that the person did that and then I did that.
I see. How many are left?
Two.
Right. And what are their names? Number?
Number five and number six.
Good.
How many?
Ha, ha, ha. That's what I said. There are two more left. No. Okay, you jump. Jump, Mark.
Ross?
Don't push him.
Yeah.
Are there six shows?
In all. How many in all?
And there's six shows in every part
In every show of programming, the third eye. And this morning, he said.
This is helping me put away the clothes. And I said, Ross, do you know how to put the underoos away? And he said, I think. And besides, I've done it before. All you have to do is drop them in, right? I said, yeah. Just drop them in the right place. And he said, yeah. See? And then he dropped them in and did it right. Did you do a good job on it, Ross? Ross, I asked Ross if he wanted any tapes, and he said, if we have tapes, will you leave? And I said, yeah. And then I said, well, I might leave anyway. And he said, oh, then I don't want any tapes. And he said, I'll make you a deal. If we don't have tapes, if we have tapes, then you'll leave, and if we don't have any tapes, then you won't leave. And we won't have any tapes, okay? So what are we going to do, have tapes or not, Ross? How come?
Okay.
They just got a ram man, and I said, Marty has to have him first. And Ross said, of course, I'll let him have the person. I just want to use the book. I'll just take the book. And Ross knows that the rule is that Marty gets the toy first.
See, we were talking about stuff we couldn't do that they wanted to do, like go swimming in a swimming pool. And Ross said, Mom, you know what would be a real pleasure? Give us Ram Man, which I had. He knew I had it. That's it.
Ross asked for a plastic bag to put a present for his friend Brian in. And I said, well, just go hide in a place somewhere where no one will find it. And he said, yeah, where Mommy can't find it, and Daddy can't find it. He said, where Marty can't find it. In other words, that was more important. And I said, well, how are you going to remember in the morning where it is? And he said, brains. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I just put it in my head and I can remember it the next day. Okay, now, Ross, let's talk about whether you should give Sean the sword. Now, why don't you want to? To be friends with other boys.
Yeah, but that would just ruin the whole game.
It would?
Yeah.
But, okay, I understand what you're saying, but then how is Sean going to feel?
Why should I know?
Well, think about how you feel when other people, have you ever been a kid and they don't play with you? Other kids won't play with you?
Yeah, but
how does that feel?
We don't feel too bad.
You don't feel too bad in that situation?
No. We go and get another person.
Just find another kid to play with?
Yeah.
And then you just don't need more than one kid to play with?
Right.
What if no one will play with you? No one at all?
Then I would just sit out of the game, and then I would just play with my brother.
What if your brother won't play with you? Brothers always play, huh?
Yeah.
Well, but what if it really was really horrible and even the brother wouldn't play?
I'd just go and eat some food.
That's smart, Hans. That's a smart idea. So, do you think Sean should have done that?
Yeah.
Because no one was being nice to him? He should have just left? And ate some food, I see. That's a good idea. So, you don't ever want to be nice to Sean, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Oh, how's your mother?
How about Grandma? Are you ever going to be nice to her?
Oh, I know why. She always pokes me.
She pokes you?
Yeah.
She doesn't always poke you.
Well,
she likes you, Ross.
Yeah, but she does.
Grandma really likes you.
Stop!
For your present, for your birthday?
Yeah, but she still pokes me.
What if she promised not to do it anymore?
She still would.
What if we got Grandma to promise not to poke you anymore? Would you like her then?
Still. I don't know.
No, but what if she really stopped it?
No, wait. Ross, what if she stopped it? Then why would you be mad at her?
She's so old.
But you're going to get old someday, too.
Yeah, but not soon.
Well, how old is your mommy?
How should I know?
Because you should learn how old your mommy is. That's how you should know. Your mommy's 38. When you write on the Mother's Day present for her and on her birthday present, you have to know how old she is. Okay? Are you going to be mean to old people?
I don't know.
Just because Grandma's old, you're going to be mean to her?
I don't know.
Think about it.
Why should I? I'm my own body, so.
You have your own body?
Yeah, I can do whatever I want with it.
Kind of, but sometimes you have to think about other people like Sean and Grandma. And
yeah, but still, why do I have to do that, huh?
No one makes you, and you shouldn't yell.
If no one makes me, it doesn't make sense. Then why do I have to?
Because people, I'll tell you the reason. You remember about God?
What?
Remember God?
Yeah.
Okay, God wanted people to be nice to each other.
Yeah, so still, why do I have to do it?
You don't believe in God?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well then what makes you want to be nice to other people?
I only part of my friends, remember?
Yeah, but what if other people were nasty to you?
I wouldn't play.
And then you wouldn't have any more friends. So maybe it's a good idea to be friends with kids.
Yeah, so...
Think about it. Just think about the idea of being nice to everybody. Let's think about a world where everybody's nice.
I quit drawing because you just... I'm going to make me do things.
I'm not bossing you.
Well, then...
I'm asking you to use your head.
Do I have to think about other people?
You don't want to think about other people, huh?
I don't know, okay?
Yeah.
It's fine, I never even... think about.
You don't think about being nice to other children?
How should I know you want me to do it, huh?
Well, think about your own brain being nice to other kids.
Gotta tell me.
Okay, I'll tell you the rules. Let me tell you the rules.
No, when you want me to be friends with another kid.
Then I should tell you beforehand?
Yeah.
Okay, every time you go to a party with kids.
Dadash.
Dadash? Listen, let me tell the whole rules. I'll tell you the whole deal. Whenever you go to a party with kids, you have to be nice to all the kids. When you go to school, you have to be nice to all the kids at school.
And
when you go on a picnic and a Boy Scout party, then you have to be all nice to all those kids too, and you have to be all nice to all the kids you ever see ever any time. And when you go to Millville Mall, you have to be nice to everybody.
Keep it shut.
Father's heart has been
breaking. Well, then if it breaks, you'll die.
Yep.
So?
Well, that's it. And then there'll be no more father for you.
Well, we'll still have a mommy.
Well, then you'll be nasty to her and her heart will break.
We'll still have a grandpa and grandma.
But they're too old and you don't love them.
Well, still we have them.
Well, but if you don't love them, if you want to just be nice to me, I'm not really old and I don't poke my finger in you. And you could have a better deal by being nice to me so I wouldn't die.
Well, I do like you.
You do?
Besides.
But you didn't want to talk about my things I was talking about.
Well, I don't understand. Maybe. Why do I have to do things on my body when I don't want to?
Ross, it's not with your body.
Well, what? Well, then why do I have to do what I don't want to do it?
Because you have a good little heart.
Oh, you want to really listen to the answer?
Well, what does that mean?
It means that there is an answer to your question. Are you ready to listen to the answer? You're listening. In your heart, you know, right here with your heart. You're not listening.
Yeah.
Right in here is your heart.
Yes.
If you have a good, lovely, chocolate heart, okay, then you want to be good to other people. If you have a mean, hexy heart, you know what sketchies were like? Mm-hmm. Then you want to be mean to other people.
Well, Daddy,
Now, if your brother falls and you have a warm heart, then you go and you help him.
I don't.
You don't have the warm, nice heart?
I don't have a warm heart, but I have a nice one.
You don't want to be a friend of brothers? See, I know you love brothers.
Dad, why do I have to do things?
You won't. Okay, no more talking about it. I'm not going
to
boss you ever again. I'm finished bossing you. I know you have a good warm heart and you'll do it all for your own sake, not for mine anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's the end of my bossing you.
And I'll never do what you say again.
Really?
Really.
That's a dirty trick. Mm-hmm. Are you going to try to do things so that they'll make you mad?
No.
No, that's not the dirty trick. That's not the deal. The deal is that I just stop bossing you and you do the good things for yourself.
Okay. Daddy, isn't he short?
Yeah, he's short and ugly. Isn't he ugly?
Yeah.
He's the ugliest of all these guys. He's a merman.
Why is he uglier?
Merman has a funny
name. Why is he?
He's fat and big and really ugly. Don't you think he's ugly?
He's cute.
He looks like a little twerk. He looks like a twerk. Is this a picture of him?
Ross came down with a book in his hand, Secret of Nim. He said, Dad, you'll really, what did he say to me, Ross? Dad, you'll really be amazed? Or what?
Like,
Dad, you'll really be surprised? And that he was, anyway, then he showed me that he could read a part of the book.
Ross is talking about that man. He said he's really fat and he has a lot of heavy suit on. And you press the button, it's just that he doesn't have underoos like the other guys. And when you press him, his feet go down. It's just that it's not like in the book, right?
He's fatter.
He's fatter. How about?
And he has an axe.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the book here.
Uh-huh. And how about pressing the button?
No.
Not in the book.
What is this thing?
I was saying he has short legs, and I said he doesn't have short legs. Only when his legs are pushed up, and then Ross pushed him up and down. He said, and then pushed him out, and he said, "You see it? It's a little bit short." In other words. Well, he does have short legs, even when it's pushed out. A lot of even winds going on there.
Ross, you sound like you have a cold. You have a little cold? How should you know? Because you know how you feel. You know how your body feels.
I can't even feel.
You can't feel your body? Well, you must be really sick then. Boys that can't feel their body must be really sick. Right, Mom?
Well,
let's ask me a question. Okay. Ask me what my name is.
No, I'm not.
Because what will I say? Ask me my name first.
What is your name?
How should I know?
I knew that thing.
How did you know that?
Because I knew your name. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No. Because you knew I was tricking you.
Ask me what your name is.
Why do you want me to ask you?
I'm not going to trick you.
Okay, okay, what's your name?
What should I know?
You tricked me. Okay, now you ask me what my name is. I won't trick you.
Mm-mm-mm.
I won't trick you.
Mm-mm-mm.
Puddin' Tane, ask me again and I'll tell you the same. Puddin' Tane, ask me again and I'll tell you the same. Puddin' Tane, ask me again and I'll tell you the same. Puddin' Tane, ask me again.
No, it's not Brian!
Puddin' Tane, ask me again and I'll tell you the same.
What's your name?
Puddin' Tane, ask me again and I'll tell you the same.
What's your name?
Puddin' Tane, ask me again and I'll tell you the same. Ross knows that Marky wants the Ram Man. He said, Marky, before Marky even actually asked for the Ram Man, he said, do you want the Ram Man book? Ram Man book? Sort of the idea that if he got the book, then maybe you wouldn't ask for the Ram Man, right, Ross?
Yeah, Marky, did you read
the book?
Battle Ram. Ram.
Yeah, Battle Ram.
Ram and Ram.
Right.
If you're the Battle Ram, it can shoot. But he can shoot. No, he can't shoot. The guy in the Battle Ram, no, that guy finally can chop. That guy flies?
No. Yeah.
And that one flies? And the other guy flies, right? Him and the battle one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll get the other guy with the bad guy.
Mark, you want your diapers off? Can you pull up your pants? Good boy.
Don't play.
That was quite a negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
Have the capes and outies.
Where's Robin and Batman? Where's Robin and Batman? They're in the Toyota. Mark, they're in the Toyota.
The little ones are in the Toyota. The big ones are out here.
Oh, the big ones are out here. Oh.
No, in the big ones are in the drawer.
Uh-huh.
Dad, can you snap this, please?
You gonna leave it on?
Yeah. I hope.
I hope so, too.
Mikey, we don't need him. Mikey, you can take him back. There's no more you have to take.
What do you mean there's no more you have to take? No more you have to bring. Mikey was in the other room.
No more.
Oh, I should have said no more you have to bring.
No.